Paul, tell me a little bit about your involvement with the Western New York Land Conservancy and your relationship so far with the Riverline Project.
We're on the design team, which is led by W Architecture out of New York. We are a landscape architecture and public art practice based out of Oakland, California, and we work on projects all across the United States, and we are a social art and cultural landscape practice. And so W Architecture put together a team for the Riverline in Buffalo, consisting of themselves as the lead and architect, us as the landscape architect, and then Green Shield Ecology as well as an ecologist.
Buffalo takes great pride in their Olmsted parks. When working on a project like this, do you share design philosophies with Olmsted?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, Buffalo has a rich history of the Olmsted landscape, and that definitely comes to mind. I mean, Olmsted is a great figure in American landscape architecture. To a certain degree, he always, when you begin projects of this scale, you always use him as a reference. And when we think about Olmsted landscapes, they're often really about infrastructure and thinking about, very early on, he began to understand that you could develop these landscapes at this scale when you began to tackle ideas related to people's health, right? Health and wellness were key and central to his landscape ideas. And the idea that you can come out of your home, you can come out of your job, and you can go out into these landscapes of refuge, right? And you could experience these kind of the natural qualities of the landscape. And through biophilia, you're improving your health and wellness. And so that was one piece. The other that we often look to is the idea of using landscape for infrastructure. And so instead of using typical methods of engineering that hide the infrastructure of the city for stormwater, for example, or energy, Olmsted began to understand that you could use the landscape and its natural qualities to process and clean, stormwater and improve through that, the overall quality of water within the region, but also reduce the demands on city infrastructure. And so those are two things that we typically kind of go to. And so when we began thinking about the Riverline and the Olmsted landscape, through that, I think the idea of refuge is really kind of taking off the Olmsted idea that using landscape, the idea of biophilia, and so by going out and experiencing nature, it improves your mental health and your physical health. So that's central to Olmsted. But also looking at the infrastructural opportunities that exist in the landscape. And so you may be familiar with the solar strand in Buffalo. It's a large solar array that integrates a kind of wildlife meadow through it. And so that's one way of thinking about infrastructure. Olmsted often used kind of large water bodies, ponds and small creeks, and also just open planted areas to capture stormwater. So that would be integrated into ideas of, to recreate the refuge, the gardens, thinking about how infrastructure could get laid into those. And so, for example, in the gardens, you may have a solar garden, right? And thinking about how the landscape can be used for infrastructure, as well as food, the food garden, or in refuge, can there be areas where we can create large areas to gather stormwater, but also at the same time providing habitat and increasing biodiversity.